Adam, for all the years that you spent in junior and riding the bus and hearing what happened. Just your thoughts today?
Yeah, it's devastating news. I think, you know, first of all, our thoughts and our prayers go to the whole Humboldt community. It's a devastating event, you know, playing in Swift Current. And even with the bus crash there, you know, 30 years ago, it still affects the community. I can't imagine what the families and friends and that community is going through right now.
Adam, was that something that was discussed within the organization when you were there about the bus safety, that kind of thing, considering what had happened before?
Well, I think we were all aware of, you know, the tragedy that had happened in Swift Current. You know, every Swift Current minor hockey team, and we do as well, we wear the clover with the four numbers on it. So, you know, it's definitely something that hits close to home. I think, you know, a lot of guys that have played junior have spent countless hours on the bus, and to see something like this happen, it's really tough to see. Yeah, I think, you know, we're all very lucky to play the game we love and to play in the best league in the world, and, you know, to have some kids to have their dreams taken away from them and their lives ended so soon. It's, you know, it's a huge tragedy.
How did you hear the news?
I actually just saw it, you know, on the iPhone at the homepage, and then obviously you see on TSN and you start trying to read up and see exactly what happened. Yeah, it's just really tough to hear and to see. Our hearts go out to all of them. You know, we're all devastated as the hockey community.
How tight-knit are those communities? I mean, you were in Swift Current. There's billets, there's volunteers, there's so many people tied to the club. How tight-knit is it, and what's the impact?
Yeah, it's huge. I think you look at all the small towns across Saskatchewan. You know, everyone knows everybody. Everyone comes to the games. You look at the support the community has to make sure those teams survive. And, you know, you're impacted by some of those victims, whether you billeted them, you served them at the restaurants, you coached them. You know, everything's so interconnected there that, you know, it's crazy. It's a huge loss for that community.
Still in hospital.
Yeah, you know, we're all thinking about you guys and praying for you guys. You know, this is something that's going to be with them for a long, long time. But you know, the whole hockey world's behind them.
What everyone's talking about in the room there, Adam. I mean, you can tell just the emotion that you have. It just seems it's rattled all of us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something like this. It's, you know, something we've all done. We've rode the bus. You know, we've gone through those years, long hours on bus trips. You know, you're going to play the game you love, and you never expect something like this to happen. And then you see it does happen. And, you know, all these kids, their dreams to go on to play college hockey, Western League hockey, you know, just playing the game they love, and it's taken away from them. And, you know, it's so sad.
Adam,